Shri Pei Bhagavad Sri was Dalsi Vahita Shimem Vais, May 26th, 1982, on Wednesday.
I want to go over the Gemara up to Yishim Shiyotza Binume, the Gemara of the Russian cases, and then I want to discuss what went to Kamam Raya in the dark of the case who are failing in Shiyotza Binume. So then the Gemara says, he's bound the hammer. He's hired a shweer, the rights of living, the class at all. She says that he owes her a Messiah. And he says, Almonimus, I owe your money. So the Rambam passes that he's hired to be Mishba. He's worth living Mishbah, the rights. And the rights he thinks is no, because he's going out to the and it seems there is a star, so then it's made from Kakoyes, so maybe there is no issue. But I want to go with the Gemara first, and then we'll discuss the Rambam, then the Rav Chaim and the Rambam. So first I want to finish up the Gemara. Up to Nishi, if you have to be known, maybe even far. Now. The Gemara says, time of the cave. In other words, the Mishnah only says in the case where she says to him, this is Sami, and he says, I'm going to sit here, and the Dari will testify that she acted the way a Psula when she gets married acts. So then she collects Masai. But if Danoi will testify that Yotzobi Numo or Ishpawa, so then, she doesn't collect Mosai, she only collects money. But all that case is Balman. So at that point there is a machleket between the Rambam drive, in Perek Zayin, Miru Hasish. So the Rambam says, so Jew, Balman, but he has to swear, he swears the rights, and he didn't mix that. She claims 200 and he admits 100. And the rabbi says, no, there is no Shmei the rights. There is no Shmei the rights. Why? Because he is born in Malkia Shibu, Kakoyes, and since Shubu is in the Karate, so maybe the notion of the rice is just used by Shlesen. All right, that's another point. So, time to take, hold it in Baalem, and later may, now the stomach will come down in the air. So does that mean that the ratio of this Mishnah does not afford to come down in the air? Because Ramdam Rios says that the Isha herself is the mess. If she says Psula Mishasam, and he says, and who says no that she was not the Psula? So then Dalochi Song Gamil says she's the mess. So here too, even down the way. But she says, Tzulam is a son, so she should be named. So should we say that the reach of this Mishnah does not accord with Ramdam Riyal, only the view of Rabbi Yeshua? Raymet Nam Stolen with Ramdam Riyal. Did Ramdam Riyal Roma Riyu Meme? Tani Gaby Yotzi Nume, Abao Menon, Ramdin Hoyun Sakhon Ali Israel, Im Sulo Iso, Im Bulo, Hamid Isao has got a shocking one, who be true of Sulo Iso. So should we say that it's not like Ramdam Riyal? Din Gamriel or Mariel and not. So Mora says, I feel it here Ramdam Riyal. The ratio of the Mishnah can accord with Ramdam Riyal also. But Ramdam Riyal says, when we feel, Ramdam Riyal says on the contrary, that she is the man, I feel it in Ramdam Riyal. Ask Ramdam Riyal, what's on? When does Ramdam Riyal say that she is the man, and we go to check? In other words, she says that she was Nemes Lacharias, Mistach Mesedeo, and he says, Loiki, we are okay then. Now he doesn't know. He says, maybe. So in other words, she is Nemes Boy, and he is staying Shemo, so there Rabbi Gamliel says that she is Nemes. So Rabbi Yeshua is not minding her, even the case where she is staying is born, and he is staying Shemo, and Ram Gamliel says, no, she's a menace in the caves where she is staying is born, and he is staying Shemo. Mashiach here, he says that he knows the time of the wedding, so she was no more. הפיוטים רב גמליה, עד כמה כמה מילות, סוף ולכות משם, אבל אוכל דיבור ולכבור, ריבו יום, מה זה מה? הנה מנה, דיו שוב צריך לזוק עם גוף, דיבור ולכשם הוא גם משתר סטני, נעשתי, היא תן את בור אליהו, והוא ניתן לי לו שם מה שרסת, ולידי ים עושה נמצוא. זאת אומרת, זה קשה, זה קרה לו, מה קרה לו, אני אפרו, this this distinction between the cases of Nisharastani and Nasti and Stafas Adelo, viewing the Lord Yalacho Yalasti, who you make for the Kastores, is so obviously distinguishing from this case here, where she says, Tula Nisharastani, the boy, and he also the boy says, I want to see him. So how could a Machi even think for a moment that the ratio of this Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Gamliel. Why not? Rabbi Gamliel says she's the menace where she's born in the Baal Shemo, but here she's born in the Baal is born. With the Karol and my Karol, her Baal is born, she's born in the Teres, he nearly no ships who is me, he says, he born in Shemo, don't he? He nearly no ships. So it's the story, it's the boy, the Shem or Dome. In other words, the Machshin assumes that in this case, even though, he's also taking boy, he knows, but seems from the point of view of the hope, of Rok Sur, of Roy Noshin Sur, we have to say that her time is endless. Not his time, so in other words, there is a Raglaim with Dome. There is a Raglaid, or there is a Hoch, that her time is Emes, so Mele, we consider his time as if it is in Shemo. Now, his body is not as, relatively, is not a strong body. It's not a strong body. So Mele, that's what the match is. So Mele sees her body is much stronger than his body, because the whole of Rav Noshin Suis, he says, corroborates his body, carries body, so Mele, the Machshin thought that it should be considered like Bori Shemo. And in the case, and Rav Gamliel, in the case of Bori Shemo, says that she's a Menes, so that's why the Machshin says so. But the Teretz, so the Gemara is not refuting what the Teretz of the Teretz of the Gemara. But the Gemara is actually more scholarly, like Harley, how could the Machshin have another Sakonaito? So the Gemara explains why the Machshin have another Sakonaito. The Talmud says, hope all the Bori king, there is no shit for this, the Bori Shem or Dom, the Bori king, my father, who my own is like, what would come real, or the Daniel, the Bori Shem, the Suicide, three with an hour, seven years, seven. יהי שם משלי, וכבורי שם אדם יהיה. נאו לגמור את זה, וכן נאמן נסתב, נאו. עכשיו זה עתוק שוטים. רשי אין תשס, פרסט רצ קורו ברשי. וכן נאמן נסתב לקוד יקטו, תו רשי, סון גמור את זה, וכן נאמן נסתב ל... וכן נאמן נסתב ל... So the Gemara is really reaffirming the terrace of the Gemara, not the Machshin. Not the Machshin Tanoche. The Machshin Tanoche was that here it has been like Bori Shem, because the Bori of the Isho is much stronger than the Bori of the Baal. Of the Baal. So that's what the Machshin was. But the Talmud said no. The Talmud said that it has been of Bori or Bori. So maybe even Rav Gamliel maybe will concede the being of the Reish, that is the Amma lady. So then, she is only, so Rav Gamliel related that she can only correct Mono, not Nosam. So it's Mishtabara. For Hanana Mishtabara, the Rav Gamliel made a body about that, because it has been a volume of God. What's the right? So all of a sudden, Rabbi Yeshua is made. We don't see any machlokes here in this mission discussion between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So nobody is mentioned until the same of the mission, where it tells out that Rabbi Yeshua is made. So until then, Rabbi Gamliel is not mentioned, Rabbi Yeshua is not mentioned. Just established the race of the Mishnah represents establishment. Why all of a sudden does the Mishnah say Umayda Rabbi Yeshua? There is no, in this Mishnah, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. But he is not going to be Rabbi Yeshua. He is not going to be Rabbi Gamliel. He is the Shab. If we are going to say that Rabbi Gamliel is the only Israel and Rabbi Yeshua, and he says that Moshe does not have the voice, but here, but so Moshe does not have the voice. So, and it's up. Rabbi Gamliel and Israel and Rabbi Yeshua will say that Moshe has the voice, has the voice. So, but here is maybe that he's unworthy who testify of his being human, or Moshe for what? So then, Rabbi Gamliel is maybe that Moshe does not have the voice. The Baal is the one. Why? Because it is boy who boy, the boy boy, and the Baal is the boy. So melee, the Baal is the one. So is it an ordinary different hat? So is the one. He am the Bishrei, my Ragamil, Muntide, that Ragamil comes, he is made into the din of the creation of Mishneh, Shav. So now we can understand as to why, the Mishnah in the Sefer says the Mishnah of Yeshua. In other words, in the Reishe, it was implied that Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Mishnah has known the monies in the caves of Baal Gong. So that's a parallel. Now, because the Reishe mentioned the deed and implied that Rabbi Gamliel is made in the caves of Baal Gong, that the Mishnah is not the man, that the Baal is the man, the Baal is the man. So the Mishnah said in the same way that Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, in the case, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel, in the case of Emel Chaveh, so in the Zushal of Bicho, so, to Tachtio in them, Shunemon, Shafesh, and Shafesh. I am a Bishrei, my own in the shop, in the shop, now it's Iraq. But the man, the Sabbath, I'm going to make a bow memo. I am a Bishrei, I'm going to make a Zach, and she is no ill. I come here, I'm going to make a Bishra. I am a Rav, I'm going to go to the Alon, before the Shemo. And I say, that in Shehez, the Mones, my dinner will hold the Boru, Boru, that in Isha, that the Bow is the Mones. Behind the Messiah from Mr. Basrei, and the Shia Vidal and Amriya, they will have a little bit of it. Ya, for God, the Pongino to the Champions and the Stamina and Nazi. Ya, for God, the Italian and the Gamma in the Hand. We did it behind the Gay, the Boy Shos, the Yoma way. Shall we be Hoyso? Kyoma and Nano, we can't be a whole, we can't be a Nero, the Hemo, the Kama. So now it's a very understanding. He would say that Ramdamil is the Indian of the Reishi. So in other words, so here Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua in the din of the Reish. With the vowels of the king, though in Dada Mishnes, Rabbi Gamliel says, the Reish is the one, not the vowel. So, but here in the Reish, in that way, you testify, Yosef bin Yume, so then Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of the Reish of the Mishnes, then the vowels of the one. So then, as a parallel statement, so the Mishnah says, Moida Rabbi Yeshua, Jos is in the Reish. So Rabbi Gamliel is made to Rabbi Yeshua. Then the Baal is them on. So Rabbi Yeshua, in another case, in another situation, Rabbi Yeshua is made to Rabbi Gamliel. Because even though in the case of Mishalestan and Asim Sakhus of Yahweh, oh, and he says, after you ask me for your next finish of play. So there, Rabbi Yeshua says that Moshe is not the man of the day. Rabbi Yeshua is not the man of the day. But in this case of Rabbi Yeshua, we also, Rabbi Yeshua is made that Moshe is a man. So we can understand the reason as to why it says maybe, because there is a concession in the ratio of the mission. There is a concession made by Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yehoshua, because in that case of body to body, so Rabbi Gamliel concedes to Rabbi Yehoshua and says that the power is memo, the power is memo. So in the same field of Mishneh, there is the Mishneh also mentions another concession by Rabbi Yehoshua to Rabbi Gamliel, even though Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishneh of Mishnah and asking. And he says, "Asoya raske koyo mekhi mekhtoyes." So there, Rabbi Yeshua says the Misha is not levon even though she did it. But in this case, he's not she. I mean, so the Mamzik in the Sode is levon. Now, this discussion is seems according to Rashi. So even the way he more wanted to say. So the pshat in the Rabbi Yeshua is, pshat in the Rabbi Yeshua is, that even though Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on Bidye in the case of Sherekhan and Nasti, he relies on Bidye in the case of the Yeshua Yehoi Yisotakhil Menu, so the Melech. So why does Gemara say Yochanan Yisabre? So even if we say that this Mishneh, the branch of the Mishneh is not according with Rav Gamliel, we still can say the same shot in the Mishnah, the same thing. You made Rav Yeshua, even though Rav Yeshua is really Rav Gamliel, in the case of Mishnah Stanley and Asim, Zach and Zabecho, the who and the Lord Yahweh, the Asher and Asim, who you make for joyous, so there, that she has a nigga, and still Rav Yeshua says she's not trusted, and it's fighting for the nigga. But in this case, he's trusted. So no matter what we say, about in regard to the ratio of the Mishneh. So we can still explain, the same of the Mishneh the same way. So what's this? That's the main Kashi. So what's the Teretz? So the Pshat is very simple in Rashi. In other words, true, that it makes sense, the same of the ratio makes sense, even if we are going to assume that the ratio of the Mishneh does not represent the view of Rav Gamliel. It still makes sense, in other words. Even if we are going to assume that Rav Gamliel is chelik on the ratio of the Mishneh, and Rav Gamliel holds that even if there are no way who testify also the Yuma or Reish Kamura, so still, Rav Gamliel says that she is the man. That she is the man. That she is the man. So, but still, we still can explain the same for the Mishneh. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on the Mishneh of, in the case of Mishneh Tani Nasri Sakhir Adeho, but he relies on it in this case. But then it will sound strange. Why do we use all of a sudden? Maybe Rabbi Yeshua, after all, Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua are not discussing the case of Mishneh Tani Nasri here. Who is discussing it? That's in the previous page. They're not discussing it. So we usually, so why should we use the expression? Abraham, all of a sudden, he goes back to another mission. He's not discussing that case of Mishra Sam and Nasim Sakhir Zabeho when you're looking, Racho Rasta, Rasta, Boyamekar Matoy. So why does he just says that there is Mige? So why does he say Akodesh use the Russian who made the Rabbi Yoshua? Who made it all of a sudden? If let's say this expression of the Rabbi Yeshua I have mentioned, right after the Mishneh, and that is based on the Bay, then you understand it. Made it sure. But it's already discussed in the last period, in the previous period. Now he's not discussing it. Why does he refer back? So Rabbi Yeshua is the answer is, since the range of the same Mishneh represents a concession made by Rav Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, so in the Meile, it's reasonable for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Nachodesh to say that just as Rav Gamliel made the concession to Rabbi Yeshua in the range, so in the same way, Rabbi Yeshua makes a concession to Rav Gamliel. So there is a parallel between between the Reish of the same Mishneh and the same Mishneh, the Reish of that of this Mishneh. So, wait, is expressive of the concession made by Rav Gamliel to Rav Yeshua. The same of this Mishneh is expressive of the concession made by Rav Yeshua to Rav Gamliel. But if we say that the Reish of the Mishneh is in accord with the Shita of Rav Yeshua, not in accord to the Shita of Rav Gamliel. So the Reish of the Mishneh is not expressive of the concession by Rav Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua. Why should all of a sudden Rabbi Nachmanovich mention that Rabbi Yeshua is making a concession to Rabbi Gamliel in regard to a memory of Rabbi Gamliel that he is in the first place? That's the pshat of the point, according to that. For Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi who come here and Rabbi Shua bar Abraham bar Nilo bar Nishem bar Nilo bar Bori Bori Hai Rishai Echol Yisne Vasre Rabbi Shua Meido and Amri Yodin Chabir Yisor Yizu Yavo Kazi Pau Gine Mishel Kami Shere Sane Nenasti Yavo Kazi Jodin Mami Yodin Lepen Nebu Gine Vahayi Yodin Boi Yishosi Zuri Yom Awe Yisholo Bicho Yiso Ki Omo Yonam Yikach Ki Yoy Meno Meno Ki Yoy Kamo. So that's Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite here, on the base, that Rabbi Yeshua is only made the case of the Bishmoni Shos, where he is not in the same time as God. But in the case where the Marzik is saying, he's saying the time is God, even though the Marzik still has a Nike, so then Rabbi Yeshua is not here. Then we explain it, let's start. What do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua is saying, I'm holding up with you, I mean, that's inconceivable. There are so many demons that are based on me. But in view of the fact that many Rishayim say there is our legal agency, we are going on. So never in this case, when the time is presented by the Marzi, and since in Tati there is no union of Tofu, so once the Marzi is made, then this Sode originally belonged to the father of Shimon, I mean, who is the Marzi? But Shimon is the one there whose father admittedly, or was the original owner of this article. But he says, I got it from his father, from Shimon's father. So once he makes that admission that originally it was owned by Shimon's father, so the male, he becomes the Meitzi. So that means he's a more economy because there is no peace in Kalki. He's out of the meaning of peace. But in Kalki there is no meaning of peace. So more economy is a Muslim. The more common was it. Two, we wouldn't know it about it. We wouldn't know about it if not for his rebirth. So that's Teisa Shita. So Teisa Shita is, here it's not legal agency, here it's legal house, because if not for his rebirth, so no one would even think, would even have a sort of light on that the Sode belongs to was the original owner of the Morikam. So the Mele, even though by the Talmud, by Kapoy, there is no such thing as Trise, but since without who is Idoye, so no one would know that Shin's father was a Morikam, the Shin is a Morikam, so the Mele, the Malzik is still considered a Muslim. So it's not Midorei, but it is not like that. What difference does it make? However, two, we know it only as a result of the Idoye by Ruben. But the fact is, it does not need to be dominant, so that's established. That the Morikami is Shimon. And now, and he's not obvious, because in Kaake there is no such thing as this. So maybe it's Midorei. Right? So maybe it's Midorei. Right? Ah. Hello. Ishaya Felisne. So. Ja, we zijn bij Rabbi Gamliel bezig. Ja, geen zin in de komende Rabbi Gamliel, maar Rabbi Gamliel loopt voor de Shemmer, die loopt voor de Bode. Hij is eigenlijk niet zo vast, Rabbi Shemmer, die loopt voor de Bode. Ja, van Rabbi Gamliel, die loopt voor de Bode. Ja, van Rabbi Gamliel, die loopt voor de Bode. Wil je hem nee? Moet je de Bode hier in de Bode? Wil je hem alweer zo'n die gooi zo? Kom dan, zeg, die gooi met hem heen, want ik kan. That the Reish of the Mishneh accords only with the view of Rabbi Yehoshua. But According to Rav Gamliel, even if that awaiting of Yosef ben Nune, so still, the she is a menace. She is a menace. Why? Because it's not the union of boy with boy. Because Misha's time is much stronger than the Baal's time. Because the home is Isaiah. So the melee it's a union of boy and shemo. So the ratio of the Mishneh accords only with the view of Rabbi Yeshua. So the ratio of the Mishneh is not expressive of any concession made by Rabbi Yeshua. So why all of a sudden does the same thing say that Rabbi Yeshua is made from the Lord? It's true, he's made it. But we are not discussing that. Why we throw that to another Mishneh? It's not discussed. Eu ja dabei wenn ich mir dabei. Mein Leben schien mal sehr nicht so in der Reihe kommt. Mir sagt, der wir ich war halt viel die Koje, am die Koje war viel kein Kabel kommt. So da du es, so nach dem ich sehe, that even if we say that the range of the Mishnah is not expressive of the concession made by Rav Gamliel to Rav Yeshua, it's still reasonable for the Mishnah to mention in the Sefer a concession by Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yeshua makes to Rabbi Gamliel, even though the concession can only be conceived in relationship to the Mishnah the first day. But so why? After all, the first day, the second day in Sures is not so remote from the first day, so maybe it's quite reasonable for Rabbi Akodesh to mention the expression made in Rabbi Yeshua, because it is the concession to Rabbi Gamliel Shike. Rabbi Gamliel Shike is in the first day that Nige is effective. That Nige is effective. So, Rabbi Gamliel Shike. And Rabbi Yeshua says Nige is not effective for him. So the Melee, who made Rabbi Yeshua, even though in the Mishnah in the first period, in the case of Shemitanimas, in the Sakhus of Dechot, so there, Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize Nige, but in this case, he does recognize Nige. Alright. Amigikot. Vapirti kamikot. Ahem. So, it refers back to the Mishnah first day. Which Mishnah first day? Ilay maho hoisamubas viomulomati vishamubase mishpani kenu. In other words, so then the Gemara deliberately first mentions the less Mishnah in the first day. Because if Rabbi Yeshua, his reference in the Mishnah refers back to the Mishnah in the first day, so it would be more reasonable to say that that he refers back to the immediately preceding mission. But then the Gemara shows up, it couldn't refer back to the immediately preceding mission. Because there is no union of meaning. So then the Gemara tries, maybe it refers back to the next preceding mission. And then the Gemara points out, no, it couldn't refer to the next. So then the Gemara points out, as determines that it refers back to the, not to the second, previous Mishnah, but the third previous Mishnah. But that's also reasonable. I feel in our also, who can is from the Matthew Shulaze, Mishma Yirikeinu, that the will of the President in the Menes, Rekishra in the Roy, Yon Echari. So the Mishnah says that from Yeshua, who doesn't recognize Mide in the immediately previous Mishnah, but here in the case of some Yisrael Vichoy, so he does recognize, but in the immediately preceding Mishnah, there is no union of Nige. Even by Rav Gamliel, there is no Nige. The Mung Rav Shem, no one bin Ochai, was my Nige. Harry Trace of Mishnah. El Aho, the next preceding Mishnah. Oh, we got there, let's see, and that was one more of my Mishnah Nige. Each when he came up, no one bin Menes, Rav Shem, no one bin Ochai. So the Mishnah here is saying, that Rabbi Yeshua, who does not rely on Nige over there, So, but he relies on me in the case of the Rishon Yechoyitzo, again, also my Yidhi. He, Yechalizei, Redo, Mamani, La Peres, Yisro. So, it's not the way. So, according to Zira, the Yishuayitz says, in definition, that he, when he created himself, how a woman was Mishyachid in someone, with an unidentified person. And then she says, and then they ask him, what kind of a person was she? And she's made it. She says, I was Nibokan, but he's a king. So Rabbi Gamliel over there says she's an enemy, because she has a nigga, because she could have said, I wasn't Riva, I was just Miss Yachim. So now that she's made it, she was Riva, but she claims that she was Riva, okay, kosher, she's a menace with the meek. And then Rabbi Yeshua says she's not the menace, even though she has a meek. Even though she has a meek. So I call it to see how you can understand the meaning of the expression made by Rabbi Yeshua. The same Rabbi Yeshua, who he doesn't recognize, does not rely on the Nige in the case of Nidaberes. So, but this Nige of Shalom Yishon Yichoyiso, he does rely on. So, but that's only, that we could say from the Zirin. He the Chalisi Yom HaMadar, he's from the Zirin, 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 my Nige Yike, but according to Abbasi, so Rabbi Yeshua does not mention that he doesn't rely on Nige, because even Rabbi Yeshua, he only asked her if Edim saw that she was Mizanet. So, the Edim saw that she was Mizanet, so there she has no Nige. But maybe where she has a Nige, maybe Rabbi Yeshua recognizes every Nige, not after this Nige. Not after this Nige. Ela vai me ver a fazer uma família. Vê lá, ó. Que merda que você está no mundo da luta do mundo da ciência. A mim não vai ser a minha mãe, eu não vou entrar na cai. Hoje, mãe, me diz. Pish, vem na beleza, eu não vou me morrer no So, there is the argument between the Baal and Misha. It is only a question as to whether she is entitled to collect meiosus, or she is not entitled to anything. So she says, that I am Kasevitz. So maybe I am entitled to Imono. To Imono. And he says, you are the Tzatzish, before the Eras, so you're not entitled to anything. So me, the Bibayam, the Mukasevitz, and Tachter, the Israel was silent. So she had a better time, So she could have said, instead of saying, I became Kasevitz, I became Kasevitz, instead of saying that he became a saint before the Eras, she could have said that she became with the saints after the Eras. So according to her allegation, she wouldn't lose any part of the truth. Now that she says, I became with the saints before the Eras, so she's admitting that she's only entitled to Mayor. So Mayor, the Israel Messiah, Mikoma, Mikoen, she says, that she became Kasevitz before the Yushin to ask for the money to him. So that's all right. El, the Yechem of Messiah, the Mono. So in other words, she says, a contra Yechem, so this Mishneh calls with the man with the Amnea, who says that he became Kasevitz before the Yushin. So she's still entitled to Messiah. So according to her allegation, she's entitled to Messiah. And according to his allegation that she is it was a sister before, so he's entitled to mono. So what kind of a meter she had there? So there is no union of me. My meeting, Elaho. Alei, says the Yishon Rimotel of Sul. Ki imel, as Mishal has done in us, we start for today. Vu eimelo yitil, actually, in us, dear. And the Mili, Yom, as I am in the man. Vrem Yishon Rimotel of Pionachai, So Rabbi Yeshua is not man in error, in spite of the fact that in definition she has a nigger. Believe in the Bayam, the Buddha says it's an intachtecho. Do we compass for an action in Kuhune? Become in the Nazi, become action in Kuhune. And still, Mishmoche, come Aram Gamliel, the man, become Rabbi Yeshua Gamliel. Why did you go, he didn't know? Why did you go, son? How did you know? So So in other words, so this could be the pshat in the Mishnah. So in other words, according to Rashi Pshat, the Gemara is saying, we do not have to say that the definition of the Mishnah is expressive of the concession made by the Gemara of Yeshua. We can say that the definition of the Mishnah. So in the case of the Rishon Mishnah, Rav Gamliel does not consider Rav Yeshua, and he'll say, "If he doesn't know so still the Mishnah is the merit, and the Baal is not the merit. Why does the Mishnah in the same thing use the expression of Neide? Because it refers back to the Mishnah of Mishnah Tanya Nasi. So over there, Rav Yeshua says he's not the merit. In spite of the fact that she had a Nige, she could have presented the Tanya of Nikasevitz and Nikasevitz on it, and that would have been a better Tanya for her, because she would be Muteres Nikune. Now that she says, Nenaski Tachtecho, so she passes the Salukune. In case he dies, so then she will not be allowed to marry Canaan. Still, Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on that nigga. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying now to Rav Gamliel, even though I disagree with you, and that nigga, the nigga of Omron Mukasim Tanitach Yahor, will pass on Shibule, but on this nigga I agree with you. On this nigga I agree with you. Right. Now let's see the whole life. Now the more some of the words. So there's the pshat in Umeida Rabbi Yeshua. There's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, whether we say that Rav Gamliel is made in the case to the ratio of the Mishnah or is not made. The pshat, according to Rashi, the pshat of Umeida Rabbi Yeshua is the same. You see, that is one of the kashas of cases against Rashi. So in other words, regardless whether we say that Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel concedes to Rabbi Yeshua in the case of the Reish, or Rabbi Gamliel does not concede to Rabbi Yeshua in the case of the Reish. And Rabbi Gamliel would say that if there are no Eidushot in the Numero Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, still, she is a menace, and the Baal is not the man, and the man more, and she can collect the whole Shulet. Even if we say that, so still the Pshat in the Rabbi Yeshua is, the pshat in the of Yeshua means that even though Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on me in the case of Mishrasan asking status of Deo, but on this day he is. So that's the pshat. Whether we say that Rav Gamliel concedes to the Reish of the Mishnah or Rav Gamliel does not concede to the Reish of the Mishnah, the pshat in the name of Yeshua is, even though Rabbi Yeshua is chelik on the lie of Rabbi Gamliel in the case of Mishnah Tanya Nasi, but he is made to the lie of Sodom Zuchon Bechon. So now we know as a kashe, why does Rabbi Yeshua distinguish between the lie in Sodom Zuchon Bechon, so there he recognizes lie, and the Nike in Mishnah Tanya Nasi, he doesn't recognize him. Why? Mer the Heilige, Maishne Heilige, Heilige. So he might be the Teres, Hoche Mishir Shokhanu Faneho, Hosolah Mishir Shokhanu Faneho. So according to Rashi, it means Hosom Hare Sheyo Shochel Lifanecho. So in other words, Hoche Im Sheyo Shochel Lifanecho. Over there, there is a clear. machine can hear. There is no tree, because here there is a negative position. So in other words, a code that Yeshua only recognizes a negative position. But a negative position that Yeshua does not recognize. So what we have to say, we have to inject that code into the Rashi. It's not that Yeshua is really kind of the whole concept of negative position. So then all of Chesed Abati is countered. But it means, in this case, where it's a Indian, of where it's a Nige, where it's a legal hate, so that Yeshua only recognizes a legal hate immediately by Yeshua, but not immediately by Tom, if it's a legal hate. But if it is a legal hardy, then the Yeshua is made it. That the immediate repository is effective. Now let's see the right. Oh, he got so many shots of the neck. She now already followed. It's really a mishochi. Claim a mishos a clear or your error. In other words, Shimon is a shenzi. He's not happy. He doesn't claim anything. He doesn't know anything and he doesn't claim anything. It's both. It's more than both. According to Rashi, it's more than Borisha. Because the whole apocalypse is Borisha, Shemo, every time. But every time is Shemo. Every time is Shemo. Mashem is here, you have no time of Hashem. Shimon is not getting anything. Reuven discovered to him that this Sunday belonged originally to Shimon's father. So the male is a Borisha, he's a Borisha, and he's not getting home together. Because even in the case of Yishev Stanley and us, it's all number of Yishev. But the Chalapoch is there, there is a time Yishev. Here, it's not the usual of Yishev, so there is not even a time Yishev. So, Ho, so, and I'll be so there, we see a Shabbat over there. She are all over, we see a Mishav, we know Mishav, that's all we're here. You can be out of the portion, you shall walk in the room, you shall be hoist. You can come to the meeting, I will have you not to look soon. She has shown you for Neho, soon you shall be mortal. Hey, this is so lovely, babes. We are not fishing in the horse's time, okay, when you do. We are living on the meeting. If you more we ask your title, in Ame, you may come down. So Rashi is explaining why the Rabbi Yeshua. Why is it that Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize the Nige in Yishev Stanley and Nasti? Alright? Okay. It's a Nige. It's a Nige. So why doesn't he recognize? So he says, Vama Kishinesh will have the time of the Yisru, Loya Prion Nige. Did you know where Aska Daike? This is the first question. The Aska Daike is okay. In every Nige we should say, where Aska Daike. Alright, hold up. But in the case of Nige, the boy Shoshi, there you cannot say Raskadai. In other words, you have to be very smart in order to think of the better time. But you don't have to be very smart in order to keep quiet. So in many ways, Rabbi Yeshua is made recognize this immediately by Yeshua. Because we cannot say, Shimon, in other words, maybe Reuven is lying. Reuven is lying. But if he's lying, so why did he have the sensation of the Holy Spirit? He's not that smart. He's not that smart to keep quiet. No, that we cannot say. Mashenke, in the case of Mishra Tatan Nasti, so maybe she's lying. So if she's lying, she could have mentioned a better time, because she's not so sophisticated to think of the timing of Mukasei time. Alright, so this is one. Another Iname, Yehube come out. In other words, they're just the antithesis, I mean. In other words, the first version of Rashi, so Rashi says that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't recognize the meaning of the boy Iname. Mukasei Tami, because maybe we ask about it, maybe she's not so sophisticated, she's not so smart. And then the other time, as why I'm sure doesn't recognize, maybe she's so shrewd. Maybe she's also a Christus Mark, in other words. Because the first person, Rabbi Shia, doesn't recognize the big boyabre, Bukasitani, because maybe she's not so sophisticated. And according to the second version, Rabbi Shia doesn't recognize, maybe she's too sophisticated. So that's why he doesn't recognize me. Anyway, the Rashi says that Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize me. Why? People ask about it. So then the question about it is. So then, in regard to every day, in Cheskes HaBatim, I mean Cheskes HaBatim, every daf in Cheskes HaBatim deals with me. So, all the meetings, we should say people ask about it, and people ask about it. I mean, in other words, Ashkadaiti means maybe the Baldovo is not so smart, not so sophisticated. Ahumiklarim, maybe the Baldovo is so smart, so sophisticated, that's exactly why he mentioned the time, because he's very sly, very shrewd. So Mimele, he deliberately mentioned a relatively weaker time that is allegedly, disadvantageous for her, in order to impress this. She's such an honest person. So both timing could apply to every Migani Boy Toy. To every Migani Boy Toy. And all Cheskes HaBatim deals with Migani Boy Toy. So we said that the reason as to why that Rashi only says that Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize Migani Boy Toy in this case. So Mele, Shimon becomes the Mose, so he's the Mezi, and Mele is the Rabino. Kesha Shimon is no shot with the Mezi, inasmuch as the whole boy Kamele was established to him. So Mele is not the Mezi, but Rashi Shimon is, it is the Mele, even though the Mose is established through his authority. So why does Rashi say, so Rashi should say, the Abba of Kishimishno Hoshi, I have taken the zoo, will have been a meeting with you, will ask her like that, all over there, it's also in the lens, because she's trying to collect the sugar from the bar. The bar is in possession of the money, so it's in the lens. So let Rashi say, that of Kishi Eishlo, the Hoshi is trying to turn the zoo, will have been a meeting. Why? Did me a lens will have been a meeting? Why does Rashi say, did you ever ask her like that, Nana, who will come out? So Rashi is saying something else. Apparently Rashi does not attribute it to the fact that it's Migalaiti. So it's Akakushal Yukhte. So it's Akakushal Yukhte. It's not because of Migalaiti, but because Migay is not Yukhoche. So if Migay is not Yukhoche, so how about all the Migas of Cheskes HaBatim? So it's not Yukhoche either, so I'm sure it's Chik. And the whole period of Cheskes HaBatim, it's inconceivable. So what's the pshat in this Rashi? Now, Tain says, when we learn the Mishnayos of Ki Melech Mishrastan and Nasi, this Tav Chosodecho, this Tav Chosodeyu, V'oyer Eloi Kirachol Erastir, V'oyer Mekhi, V'oyer Mekhi Mekhtoetz, We will make him a place so Princess, we in explaining, so in explaining more and more, I mentioned what the Shem said in Kubeses, and this is also implicit in the Princess that he came in without. So we should point out the fact that here in Shemestan and Naski, so it's not a real Nige, because Nige is only, a real Nige is where there are two kinds, there is the actual kind and there is the potential kind. And the potential kind, the Moldovo has more credibility, and the potential kind than the actual kind. For example, Rabbi raising the question, the mikzahs should not be a chayyishuv. Should not be a chayyishuv. Why? Because there's a mikzah. He could have been a kibarat. So in other words, the time of kibarat of the Torah gave him the money. So in other words, so the potential time is more credibility than on the actual time. Than on the actual time. So there we can say mikzah. Mashem can hear. Here, what is the meaning? She says, we shall stand in us. And but she couldn't, the potential time is, Mukasevis. Now, so, Manachek, if, and Mukasevis, but Yeshua, who is not manning her, and this time of we shall stand in us, this Yeshua is not manning her, and the time of Mukasevis either. So the potential timing does not have any more credibility than the actual timing. So what kind of meaning is it? So at that time, so Jesus points out. So he says, the nation of the horse of the heaven will go more, that long when Gazette and the Menace of Abishua, he can't must listen. We call him Miguel, but he's a kind of new of his. When we put the answer, in a minute, it's more. This, that the potential time is more advantageous for her, because if she had presented the time of Mukasetzani, she would not, so allegedly, according to her allegation, she wouldn't be asorike in case her husband will die, and then she would be willing to marry Kay. So if she had presented the potential time, so she would be able to marry Kay. Now that she is saying, we shall stand in the Nazi, so she comes to say that. All right, this the present husband is not a care, so she is allowed to keep her. But if and when her husband dies, so then she will not be able to marry again. So in other words, she prejudices her own position. So that's why it's me. But so he says, but Jesus explains it. He says, we cover in the El Rishi Hitaino Yulabiesa. El Rishi Taino Yulabiesa. And so that's why Rabbi Yeshua, so this is what Jesus is saying, that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't recognize the Nige because it's not in the Nige. According to Rabbi Yeshua, what is a Nige? A Nige is only that kind of Nige where the potential time has more credibility than the actual time. So then it's a Nige. Mashenkin in this case, the potential time has no more credibility than the actual time. Now, I mentioned Ishaya. What is Aloha of Nige? What is Aloha of Nige? Well, Aloha of Nige, now, maybe, I don't know whether I discussed it thoroughly. Now turn to the water that contained on the base, in Suez. Italian. Harei Shepo. Harei Shepo, Gloma, Bliz, and Kenu. Nemo lachi vitrumo. Vinemo lachi sho. So if somebody comes and testifies as to a certain person, Reuven, let's say, Reuven testifies in respect to Shimon, and he says, Shimon wants Shimon wants Reuven, we know is a king. Shimon wants him to, we don't know the identity of Shimon. So Bezdin doesn't question it too much, just because he says he's a king, we don't know he's not ordered the king. But Reuven is ordered the king. Then Reuven comes to Bezdin and he says, this fellow Shimon is my son. Now I'm the king. He is my son. So he's also entitled to be true. So the Brisa says, Rebbe Arenshe Bodonab Mizerikrinu, Nemon Lachir Bitrumo, Ve Nemon Reasie Isho. In other words, certainly, but in Nemon, let's say, Eve. In other words, Ve Nemon Lachir Isho. Ve Nemon Lachir Isho. Why? Because, so, why is Nemon Regabe Lachir Bitrumo and not Regabe Lashia Isha? Because Lashia Isha Shemo Mamzer Nosik. Why? Omar Rabbi, not Mami Lachir Bitrumo, Tamil Lashia Isha. We meet a Mami Lashia Isha with Tamil Lachir Bitrumo. Omar, Ami Mami Lachir Bitrumo, Shemiyod Lachir Bitrumo. So the reason is why he's never lachir b'trumo, because regarding trumo he is niged yode, it's like niged. But regarding lachir b'trumo he has no niged. It's not the yode. It's not the yode. Now Shikur Betzes.
So Shri Prabhupada is mentioning the name of the Ramban, in the name of the Ritro. He says that Nemo Lashir Lachir Ritrumo because it's Diyad Lachir Ritrumo. So he has a but when Yuchsin, so Kim Yudun Shinaidin, so Nemo is Nakam. So he says, in Nemo Lashir Nisho it means not only he by himself in Nemo Lashir Nisho. Suppose he says, who became a Yuchsin, and then there is another Yidachot, who joins him. And he also testifies that Shinem is a care. The same thing that the father testifies. So even in such a case, he is not Nemolash Yisrael. So the question arises, Bishlei in the case where he is not joined by Yidachot, alright, so then he has no beyond, he has no meaning. But in the case, I mean that is true according to all the Shem. So, but in the case where he is joined by Yidachot, he's not going to be there unless two other Eidim come and say that he's a kosher. So, but in the case where he's joined by the Dechol, so he again has an Eidim, because he could have kept quiet and he could have said, he didn't have to say that he is a son. He has another Dechol who testified that he's a kosher. So the father, so, could they have joined other Yachot, and without mentioning that he is the father, so the male best would have accepted the Agudah of 280, so the male now that he is made it, that he is saying he is the father, but he says Koshahu, so the male and the Yachot joins him. So he should also be Nemo. So Taisa says, Taisa Shiki is, that even when he joined by the Yachot, so he's not Nemon Lashi Isho al Bidike, because by 280 there is no Nike, because in Yahoo Bidike Amashi will have air. But Ramban says something like that. So he says, Gomer Abhir, Im Atomami Lachir Bitrumo Levade, Lomer Atomami Yuchs Bitzibu, means Bitzibu Vidach. This is how they explain Rabhir's Kashi. So he says, So what kind of but Trumo doesn't require training. So it's not the other, he has no Mige. So this is what Kapriya said to him. Why do you say Nemalachir with Trumo? Then Nemalachir, so even if he's joined by Yidachot, but if he's joined by Yidachot, so the same Mige that he has, that he by himself, not joined by Yidachot, has, so in the case where he's joined by Yidachot, he has indicated Lashir Isho, he didn't have to say that he's the father. So he says, so Lomei Nachman Minei Yuchsin Bitziru, so he says, Gomolei Rebbe, Ani Mamini Lachir Bitrumo, Mipni Shem Yod Lachir Bitrumo, Vishichalko Lidere, Yuru Roma Shem Ibnoi, Vei Mamini Yuchsin,
אין זו מבני נסמנש, אלא מדיבירו, וכשם שהאמינו במסיח וביתונאי, שיהיה במילה. This is what Ramban says, the Rashbo says, the Ritva says, contrary to Shita Dari, Dari says that the reason why is not done on Lashi Elisha. Lashi Elisha, even when he's joined by Nechot, because in Nechot he did Lashi Elisha. Maybe the Nechot will not collaborate with him. If he had a way to present a certain kind of that sheker by himself, single-handedly, so then we say it. But if he couldn't falsify single-handedly, and he required the cooperation of somebody else, maybe the other party refused to cooperate, or maybe he thought he would refuse to cooperate. So maybe the Chokha of Mige does not apply when the cooperation of somebody else is needed. So The Rishikesh. Because we don't have the Chochmah Nigeh. But suppose we have a case where there is the Chochmah Nigeh, so even something that requires training, so even by training we say Nigeh. That's the Rishikesh. The Ramban Shikesh is not like that. That even if there would be Nigeh, since it is something that requires anything, so Nigeh is not like that. So we got lachir et humo, there it's a meaning of Yisurim, idechonem Yisurim, some mele, so every chokhe is enough. We don't need any. Mashem, king we got a nuchs. So it requires anything, and if it is something that requires anything, so then the Gemara says, if we should have a post, we should have a best chokhe in the world, and they certainly wouldn't fly. But they are brothers, so they are post-ladies, they are craving. So in other words, wherever anything is required, so it's a zakosuk of the Shnai Meir on the whole. And no Echocha in the world will be effective. So what is Nige? What's the effectiveness of Nige? It's a psychological Echocha. In other words, this person is not a liar. Because if that person had been ready to lie, could have mentioned the better lie. Why didn't he mention he or she mention the better lie? So they chose that this person is interested in telling the truth. So remember, we have three. But Mishra Am are certainly interested, are certainly disposed to tell the truth. And still, Mishra Am are post-ladies. That's the Ramban Shikha. All right, anyway, so the question arises, and that question is raised against the Ramban, verse 4, and 12. Mokin certainly requires it. Of the Shnayim Yehundoba, that's mentioned in connection with Mokin. And all of the Mikkes are mentioned in connection. We need, I mean, all the biggest, 99% of the biggest mentioned in Shas have reference to Mamet. So Mamet shouldn't be affected by Mamet. So how about all the biggest of Heskes Abati? I mean, they all deal with Mamet. So that means, so how can the Ramban say that the reason is why he's in Amalashi in Israel? Because since Yuchsin requires anything, so whenever anything is required, so then the chokhah is not effective. So, but lachir mitruma is not required. But if the halacha had been that nigeh is only effective with lachir mitruma and not with mamet, then we could understand. But the nigeh is mentioned primarily in connection with mamet. So it's mentioned here in respect to lachir mitruma also. But with mamet is also effective, and mamet certainly requires. 18, Yuchsin, so it's a Chidesh, Yuchsin also requires it. But Mamet certainly requires it. And still it is effective. So the answer is that by Mamet we have two kinds of Nemones. By Mamet we have Nemones of Eges, of course, Eges. Is Nemones in collateral coolness, of which I live in the Kondor. But then by Mamet we have Nemones of Tainus of Baldor. The monies of time is about open. Now, let's say, regarding Nigeh, if somebody has any Nigeh, he's post-ladies. If Aldobo cannot testify as anything. But regarding the monies of time is about Aldobo, on the contrary, that's the biggest liar in his Nigeh. That's what makes him Aldobo. If a non-Aldobo has no monies, he's an Idahot. But the Aldobo has the monies. But the demonis of Enes is unlimited, in other words. It's not limited to certain situations. Nemones of time of Baldomo, so there is no aloche that the Baldomo has nemones in all these times. So there are aloches. Which time is the Baldomo has nemones, which time is the Baldomo does not have. Let's say, the Mandoma who says, Boy, Shem of Boyot, Rabiude, Rabune, Mon Yotro, Bao Eim Yarin Yidea. So Rabune and Rabune say Chayim. Why is it Chayim? Because Bo Yishem and Bo Yishem are always believe. Now since there is no time of Yibal Dobo, time is Bo Yibal Dobo to the contrary, and the Tebeya. The Tebeya is staying Bo Yishem, so he has no one else. And the Mandoma who says Bo because we do not say Bo Yishem to be made to be a Rabune. So because to be Yitzhak Rabbi was like, so the Baldomo who says Bori does not have Nemones. But Leharzik, of course, we would say, and let's say, in the case of Filidei and Pratichot, Then everybody agrees that we sing Borei Olam. Why? Because of the tiny lemonis. Because the lemonis of the tiny of the Baldova. Otherwise, he would be never. So by no meaning, besides the lemonis of Elis, there is the lemonis of tiny Baldova. But the lemonis of tiny Baldova has grown. When Baldova is now? When Baldova is not now? So the Mele, what the Ramban says is this. In Mige, there are two years in Mige. First of all, Mige is a psychological thought that the person is telling the truth. So anyway, in regard to Achille the Tumo, so since we don't require this, and we should never say Kohen is Nemon, even Anakom is Achille the Tumo is Nemon, sometimes. So, in other words, all we are interested is to prove that it's true. So we say, Akum Sihar Mitume is Mufka Vedas. He's in Mufka Vedas. Still, we see Akum Mitume in certain Yomi. He has no one to see the rice. Why? Because if you see Akum Mitume, so under the circumstances, there is a presumption that he's telling the truth. There is a Choche that he's telling the truth. So we may say, Lachir Mitume is never, because since he had a media, so he chose that he's telling the truth. When he says, he will become Mashiach and Yuchsin that requires Eves. So true, even if he's joined by Midah. So he has a Chochet that he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. But, Meshavah and certainly we have a Chochet that they are telling the truth. But it's exactly a concept. Al Pishmai and Yogodobo. So how can the Chochet of Midah be better than the Chochet of Meshavah? So but then you ask, so how about a Mamei? The answer is, by morning there is besides it, there is the monies of time of Baldova. But the monies of time of Baldova has thrown. It's not a general flat rule. I mean that the Baldova has the monies and his time there under all circumstances, so not throwing. So Mele, that's one of the clothing of the monies of time of Baldova. That if the Baldova mentions a certain time, the actual time, and he has a potential time there, and at the potential time where he has real mnemonics, so he has mnemonics and the actual time where, to the same extent that the Baldova would have mnemonics and the potential time. So it's another alloy. So this, the mnemonics of time of Baldova is only shy of the moment, but the use is not the Baldova. So in the middle, so there, so what's the other effect, legal effect of Mide? Because it's the Choche, so since it requires Eides, so maybe it's not trying to say Choche. And by morning, it's on the basis of the Mones of Tanya Baba. Now, the Rishi there, apparently, is different. The Rishi says that the reason is why it's in Nemo Lashia Yisho, even if you join by the Dachot, because by Eidin, there is no Yichot, because in Yachot Midea Mashiach Habera, it's a Mele. There is no Ichor. Maybe he's the biggest liar in the world. So why didn't he say it? Because he doesn't want, he's afraid, maybe the other fellow, so will not join him. So there is no Ichor. The implication being that according to the Rebbe, if there would be Ichor, so even by Eidin, so it would be, even by Eidin, it would be effective. Now the question is, how about Mishabah? So it could be that continually in the Quran, the Gemara doesn't say that if Mishabah will testify in Bezdin, that only borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, that Bezdin will not act upon it. Maybe Bezdin will act upon it. All that the Gemara says is that Mishabah are also postulators. So that means if Mishabah will be signed on Shtar, it will not have written of Shtar. And if Meshavah will testify about that, it will not have anything of Eides. But on the basis of the Choches, maybe yes. The Gemara only says that him, that the Psalm of Korev is not because of Shosh of Mishach. Psalm of Korev is Exerzakos. It has nothing to do with Shosh of Mishach. Even Meshavah will have the Psalm of Korev. So of course Meshavah cannot be in the Kedushin. Because there, the Choches is not enough. It's the Kimadov of Yetev. Aiding, but any star, in order to be a star,
So if it's not a yes, so then it's not a shtar. But maybe we tell us a choche, so the witness will be accepted, not with us a yes, but we tell us a choche, like a choice with Maram Abshai. So it's a choche, not that good Marini, but we have a choche that anything that is testified, that is approved and confirmed by the court, is endless. But it's not with us a yes. So there too, there is a machloket b'shem yes, whether the bureau of Achoyes is with Raisa on the Rabbon. So the Sambu Shem will say, takes a shikai is, in one case is a hidden, that it's only the Rabbon. But, not that with Raisa it's not a good Achoy, it is a good Achoy. But our Mishnah is a good Achoy. But the other Shem will say, that it's in the Raisa factory. So the Ri, who says, that Nige, the witness to why by 280 we don't apply Nige, because the Yachtidim Hashem Chaveret, those implying that there is no Echochet, but even there would be Echochet. So then you would be Nemon with the Nige, because not with Teras Eves, but with Teras Echochet. But, so at that point there is a machleket between the Rini and the Rambam. Now, so, according to the Rambam, so why is Nige effective in the Mamres? Even though Echochet, we can, the choches are not effective, it's because of course of the baby, because on the basis of memories of time of Baldov. So mainly I think this is what Rashi means. This is what Rashi means. Rashi says here, he says, you can Avo Tabiru Matsu Psu, Shashoku Maneho Psu, Shomotolo, Hinisisu, Lovely Best Bath of Fishiation, or Shikanity Zu, we have been on Nike. Did you more ask your life? In other words, how about all the needy people in toys? All the needy people in toys. So why does the Yeshua recognize all the needy people in toys? So the answer is this. Those needs are real needs. In other words, because needy can be effective on two scores. One, on the basis of the Chokhe, and number two, on the basis of mnemonis of time. So that's a thing, mnemonis. The Baltovo has mnemonis on time. If he could have presented another time, on which he would be mnemon, so mnemonis, he has mnemon on the actual time. Mnemonis of time. So, insofar as insofar, now this nigga, where she says, we shall stand in us. And she had the Migge, she could have said, Mukasei Tzanishachta. So, the Migge is not a real Migge because the potential time of Mukasei has no more credibility. She doesn't have any more credibility on the potential time than the actual time. But, as he says, it's still a Migge. Why is it a Migge? Because it's a time of worries. Because according to the time of Mukasei, she wouldn't pass herself equally. According to the actual time, she passes herself before. She passes herself before. So in the middle, Ramdamuya holds that this is also here. Mashiach came, and Yeshua says, no, this kind of meaning is not here. Because insofar as the monies of time of Baldovo is concerned, so Yeshua says, when can Baldovo have the monies? And the actual time, only if he has a potential time, on which he has more credibility, on which he has real credibility. So then, it's aloche, that the Baldovo is never on the actual time, to the same extent that he would have mnemonis on the potential time. Mashiach came, Mishael started and asked. So, what is the potential time in Mukasait? Mukasait has no more credibility on Mukasait than on Mishael started and asked. So mainly, there is no Mige, Mitzad, the modest of time of Baldov. Because only when on the potential time, he has credibility, but real credibility. But if on the potential time, he doesn't have any more credibility than the actual time, so how can he have the modest of time of Baldov? But then there is the other aspect of Mige, psychological horror. So that's the reason as to why Hamgamriel relies on the Nige. Even so Hamgamriel does not rely on the Nige. Mitzad the moments of time, that is only shy that he had the potential time. He would have credibility, real credibility. But if I'm a potential time, he doesn't have any real credibility either. So it's not shy to say the moments of time about the world. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua says, she has no meaning. But then, why doesn't Gamaliel say that there's a meaning? The answer is Rabbi Gamaliel, because there is another aspect in it. And Rashi Shite is not like Ramban. Rashi Shite is the people by moment were Edima required, so that means if a Midecho testifies, there's no Nemones, it's not to be a Chochet. But if we do have a Chochet, so just as we rely on Rok, we rely on Chazoke, so we can rely on Midia the Chochet of Midia as well. So that's why Rabbi Gamaliel relies on the other Midia. The other meaning, where it's not material as the modus of time of God. Let's say the meaning that Mukasei Tzani Tachdeho. So she does not have any credibility, any more credibility on the potential time. Still, Rabbi Gamaliel says that that meaning is effective, material as a chochet, even by woman. And Meshavari too would be effective, material as a chochet. The Gemara only means that material as a chochet is not effective. Oh, so the question is, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua recognize that meaning? Not that Rabbi Yeshua holds that by moment sins will require aiding, so a chochet cannot be. In other words, the tradition and Rabbi Gamaliel are held in machlokes between the Rabbi and Ramban. Rather, according to Rashi, so just as according to Rabbi Gamaliel, meaning, even when it's not effective with the time of Odovo, so it is effective with the chochet, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, it could also be effective as a chochet, if it is a chochet. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, it's not a chochet. Mikke Dibri Toi is not a chochet. Why? Because maybe it's not smart enough to think of the other time. Maybe it's not smart enough. Or maybe he's so smart, he's too smart, he's shrewd and sly. And in other words, so he's so shrewd that he deliberately presented the time that seemingly is a weaker time, because it's relatively disadvantageous to him, but he doesn't care right now for this disadvantage. Let's say the woman now, she's not concerned what will happen in case her husband will have to show and die. So, and then she'll be willing to marry a Canaan, so she will not be able to. She doesn't think of that contingency. So, and she deliberately mentions that only in order to impress Bezdin with her sincerity and her integrity and her honesty. So, in other words, so that's why Rabbi Yeshua does not recognize Migezi Chochet. Because, but how about all the Migezi Boy Toyin, the Chassis Abati? So there, it's all Migez, when the potential time in the Moldova has more credibility than at the actual time. So there is Nemo, there is effective because Nemo is a kind of Adomo. But here, this nigga of Mukaseis, the boy Amre, Mukaseis and Itachdecho. So on the potential time, she doesn't have any more credibility than at the actual time. So we only, so Rabbi Gamaliel himself only recognizes it on the basis of the Hochel. So Rabbi Shira said, no, it's not the Hochel. Because Dilma Raska Daite, Dilma Abunikona. Alright. Now, the Lord has a cache, the reading of the Yoshim Suez is Kiryose Eid Mayate, Omaradine. So, there is a machlokes between the cases and the cases is shaped. What the Lord has a cache, the reading of the Yoshim Suez is Kiryose Eid Mayate. So Teisa says that the Gemara's kashin is Ali Berab, who says Yochim Moment Acharot. So maybe even if Teisa didn't testify, lots of Minume or Eshkavua. So still, she bring a menace on the basis of the vote. Maybe Yochim too is listening. So we should say that she also got married in accordance with the usual practice of Rabbi Yochim, who get married as if so, not as an almighty. So, he knows in Swiss, because he might have a that's thesis. But according to Shmuel, the Gemara has no cash. But this is Hashem who says that this cash of Gemara goes to cause even with Shmuel, who says in the Yochim Moment HaKavod. But here we have to be holy, we have all and chazor, and chazas tzuron, and chazas tzuron. So Mimele, she will say, look for how old is there just wrong. But if there is wrong and chazoke, so wrong coupled with chazoke, so then she is made that hilchi, the money, a haro, that is combined with chazoke. Anyway, so that's the more discussion. So even to her say, so she should be able to collect Messiah. Oh, Rabbin and she told me, Marish Moshe, she is the Israelis, and you tell me the names, the Holanis is Psulo, Yesh Loko. The Holanis is Psulo, Yesh Loko. Vizu, Hoyo, Vein Loko, Israel, Ube. So the Gemara says, the reason is why, even going to that. So, even if you don't testify that you're being me, so, she's not able to collect the Messiah, because two the three notions, so it's he says. But, there is another one too, that whenever someone gets married, so then people talk about it. People talk about it. And if people don't talk about it, so the male, that means that she didn't get married at all. So right now, the more assume that the Tartsi, Rabbi said, that Kolan is a Psura Yishlokol, not Hoivan is a Psura Yishlokol, that's Maskol of the Lord, but Kolan is a Psura Yishlokol. Kolan is a Psura. In other words, in general, it's more than one. It's more than one. Kolan is a Psura Yishlokol. Vizu, Hoyo, Reimbo, Kol, is Israel the Lord. So, some melee we cannot rely on the Lord. He's more as now, an apparently strange kasha. He calls his psula yeshua kol, ki ose iti mayave, hanachsade shakhaninu. So we see from the more that if we say that calls his psula yeshua kol, so the melee, even if they come and say that she got married as a psula, so we don't believe it. Why? Because if Kolan is a psula yeshua kol, and here there is, so, and here there is no kol, so even if one pair of eating will come and testify, so then we say they are definitely shakon. In other words, it's like bohol brother. Now suppose two eating will come to Besdin and will testify that Reuven killed Shimon, he killed him, he's dead. And then Shimon will show up in the bold brother, the alleged one, not the real one. So he'll show up in the street. So then we're not going to say, this is the one that discusses it. Why don't we say, tre, in other words, two of them say that we're in Kyochi. And then when basically themselves see Shimon, he's standing before that, so he's tre. So what is the tarets? The tarets is, we cannot say tre. Besdin sees that it's lying, so it's not trying to say, all right, it's tre, but Besdin sees that this tre is liars, that's all. So in other words, so, all right, so there we understand it very well, but here it's a chiddush, because, in other words, here, even if we said, koalitzis psula yeshokot, but it's still theoretically, at least it's possible. You see, for a hope to show up in this is not even theoretically possible. But Kolan is a psula yeshokol, and it's called. It's not Kolan is a psula yeshokol, but Kolan is a psula. But theoretically, we can visualize such a thing. I mean, that if psula should get married, they should keep everything, you know, as a secret, and no one should talk about it. So, it's theoretically possible, so still we see from this Gemara, even though theoretically it's possible, but if we say, Kolan is a psula yeshua kol, so maybe even if two eidim come and testify to the contrary, so I'm unsaddened that they are liars. I'm not saddened liars. In other words, what appears from this Gemara, suppose two eidim, and that is not only theoretically possible, but it's actually possible. Suppose two eidim would come, when the Chofetz Chaim lived, and they would say, they come to Besdin, two eidim, I mean, who look very pious, And they would come to Bezdin and they would say that they saw that the Chofetz Chaim was writing a Shabbos. They saw him. And apparently tzaddikim. So then he would have to pass it the Chofetz Chaim ways. I mean, because really, they say, they saw the Chofetz Chaim with the Chol Shabbos. No. Because that the Chofetz Chaim wouldn't be the Chol Shabbos, is certainly like Kol HaMitzvot Psur Yishtokol. Theoretically, everything is possible, theoretically. I mean, Gemara says about King Godo that he came in Stuki at the age of 80, alright? Theoretically, everything is possible. But here, certainly, it's theoretically possible. Even if we assume that Kola is in Sulayashaka. So it's possible, I mean, but according to our Hushi, it's impossible. Just because theoretically it's possible. So, but according to all, for all practical purposes, it's impossible that if we assume that Kola is a Tsuri Shokol, so anyway, for all practical purposes, so we say it's impossible and the 80 are necessarily like, this is what the man is asking. If Kola is a Tsuri Shokol, he also 80, my Ave, Hanach Sade Shachanu, Elo Marabinu, Reh Manis is Tsuri Shokol. Vizu, Hoyle, Rainbow, Kol, Israel. So in other words, the Lord is saying, no, not what Rabbin meant, that Kolan is a Tzoyeshul Kol. Reiban is a Tzoyeshul Kol. So Mele, Vizu, Hoyle, Rainbow, Kol, so Israel, Rube, so Mele, even according to Rab, the Kruch, he won't have over in this case, since there is no Kol, so there is no rope, so Mele, she could not be David, the Messiah. Alright, so that will be all. Now, I didn't have the time to go over the Reb Chaim, but you go over the Reb Chaim. I mean, I mentioned the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet in regard to the case where the Amorim, she marries two in society. The Jew and the Amorim one in Sezich. And the Amorim, so then she's never, so then he's never. In the Amorim, so he's never. He doesn't have to pay Mosai. He pays only money. But Rambam says, but since he is immediately Miksas, so Mele has to take his Chayim Shul Raisa to the Miksas. And the Raisa says, no. He says, in his boy, no, Fira Shemika Kroitz. And that's in the morning of Dalai, the Romitzia, that the Yubi Mishtar is considered like Shemika Kroitz. Because the Yubi Mishtar is giving a card. Now, so that's the Kasha against the Rambam. So there are two Rakhayims. One Rakhayim is, in Lucha Sishet, the design of Lucha Chotei, and then there is another Reb Chaim. In Lucha Sishet, Pirichei Lucha Bey, in Lucha Sishet, we got a great time. Alright, so we'll discuss that, and then we should finish the whole Sunday. I mean, the cases will not take much time to go over the cases. Just shout in the morning. And I mean, we should. Well, Friday there is no Shia. Okay, so next Sunday. So we should cover. All right. Till we made it up, Yeshua, the Inner Hale.
He's
never to say Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the Gemara right now, and how is it going on?
If we say that he's never to say Torah, so Mele, he has immediately going up a right.
But the how is the Gemara going on? That is the Sheva right now. And how is it going on?